Coming up on this episode of The Unapologetic Show.
What I do in a lot of ways is just help people to be aware of the broader platform, the broader scope of apologists that are out there.
Bobby, we are going to go way back to the beginning in this episode, all the way back to the beginning of One Minute Apologist, and kind of just walk through some of the stories, some of the history, some of the memories that we've had over the years, and just kind of take a walk down memory lane. Are you excited?
Yeah, let's do it, bud. Look forward to it.
So take us back to when the idea of a One Minute Apologist kind of first popped into your head.
Well, my dear friend Josh Wood, who was our worship pastor at the time, was over at our house, and we were just making some popcorn in the kitchen. And I mentioned the idea, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we did a YouTube channel whereby I just answer questions? And originally, I was just going to answer questions myself as an apologist. Yeah. And I ended up getting an opportunity at a conference in Charlotte where many different apologists were there to interview them. Hmm. And that began the whole opportunity for me to start interviewing some of the other known apologists. And it was really cool because, you know, I was this nobody. And before you knew it, I had opportunities and requests for people to be on the One Minute Apologist. And so it's really exciting the way it's taken shape over the years.
Man, that's awesome. So what was kind of going on in your life or in the church's life that you felt like there was a lack of quality questions that were being answered, that people were asking questions, but they weren't really finding answers? What was going on there?
Well, I think it wasn't that I didn't see that quality answers weren't being given. I did. It was more that I saw this as an opportunity to do question and answer in video format. Mm. But back when I started this, I didn't really know what YouTube was. And none of us did. It was new. So in a lot of ways, One Minute Apologist is sort of the OG of apologetic YouTube. And a lot of these young studs and studettes have went far surpassed doing what I'm doing. They've learned at the expense of many of the mistakes that I have made, not being aware of how some of the different metrics work and understanding some of the analytics. We were just putting videos out and doing it. And so nowadays, what people can do, it's incredible. I mean, they can study analytics. They can really figure out the purpose and the vision right from the outset. For us at One Minute Apologists, we were just figuring it out as we went along.
Right. Well, I think that there was an element of kind of shorter answers that you were giving, so you were able to kind of keep it from an hour-long lecture, taking really great quality answers to really great questions that people had, but being able to kind of narrow it down to a few minutes. You know, the idea of one-minute apologist isn't necessarily, I guess, the way that I understand it. Maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong here. It isn't necessarily of it's just going to be 1 minute, right? But it's correct. Just kind of like a pithy way to kind of answer the question, something paraphrasing it. You're not going into a large, you know, hour, 2 hour detail kind of thing. Is that how you guys were thinking about it initially?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people like to joke, oh, you know, you went over 60 seconds. Right. And I thought, well, that was never the purpose. It just means brief. And I think that giving a brief answer is a good thing. You know, it's your elevator pitch to the question. And I think that we can answer all these questions in long lectures, or we can abbreviate. And I think that anybody who's involved with vision casting or storytelling or sharing an answer to a question like we do, you can do it in a lengthy way or you can do it in a much abbreviated fashion. And that's what we chose to do. It's not that I don't value longer lectures. Right. I do. I've had my share of classes myself and reading long books, but I do think there's a place just to whet people's appetite with the hope that they'll take a deeper dive.
Yeah, definitely. So back then, what were some of the fruits that you had hoped to see come out of One Minute Apologist? As you sat in that kitchen and you're talking about answering some questions, what did you guys dream of it looking like?
Well, my big burden is always that Christians would have confidence in being Christians, that as I started getting interviews, I was hoping that this would be an opportunity to expose people to other books and other apologists. So really creating a network, having a team approach. So what I do in a lot of ways is just help people to be aware of the broader platform, the broader scope of apologists that are out there. I also think one of the things that's been really fruitful is just the ability for me to have to think through these questions. Mm. It's been incredibly rewarding for me to be able to think through hundreds of questions and to be able to give a brief response so that people could chew on.
Yeah, well, and it's definitely set you up to do some of the things that you're doing now.
Absolutely.
Pastor's perspective and, you know, continuing to preach and lead a church and whatnot. So one of the ways that you had, you know, kind of answer some of these questions was bringing on guests. You said that initially you were going to answer some of the questions. You've answered probably, you know, 400 to 700 maybe. I don't know, somewhere in that area. I'm guessing.
Sure.
But probably about 50% of our videos are guests. So tell us about, a little bit about some of your most memorable or favorite guests that you've had on. And boy, man, we've had some pretty awesome guests on our channel so far.
You know, I've had so much fun getting to meet the various personality types. You know, I'm thankful for the network and the connections and the bonding that has taken place before the show, after the show. Right. And it's just been incredibly rewarding. I mean, many of these people have endorsed my writings. And so that's been really exciting as well. Some of the people that I would say that I really remember it, for one, Kay Arthur. She's not a Christian apologist, but I was touched because I was going to ask her a question and she said, can we pray first? Mm. And I thought, wow. Eric Metaxas was the same way. He wanted to pray first. Yeah. And I thought, you know, I'm just this peon and they're wanting prayer. I remember Josh McDowell, I was going to tell him the question I wanted to ask him. And he says, no, I want to keep it fresh. I remember having Sean McDowell on, his son, the first time. And it was so much fun. And he's just such a good character and loving guy. Enjoyed it. I remember being with Bill Dembski and having him, and it took several takes for him to feel comfortable with his answer. And I'm going, here's an MIT PhD graduate. Right. He's a robust scholar. And he was just working hard to get that right, you know, to give that brief answer to the question. Other memorable people would be William Lane Craig. I remember in a shotgun format, just firing a bunch of questions. We flew him in to take his book On Guard, and we did the video, small group curriculum with Dr. Craig. And it was such a delight just to have him and have dinner with him. And, you know, I've had the privilege of going to South Africa and Israel with Bill. But what I loved is watching how he came alive, his ability to be so sharp in his thinking and to hold his arguments is just something to behold. So lots of different people we've had on through the years.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the most exciting things, you know, as far as memorable guests go, is you had mentioned this earlier about people that have kind of started out and kind of taken it to the next level on your YouTube ministries, with people like Alisa Childers and people like Tim Stratton and some of the other folks, and Natasha Crane.
Jay Warner Wallace,
you know, Frank Turek and stuff like that. I've been on several times, but I remember, man, there's one video that we have on our channel about what is progressive Christianity with Alisa. And she was, you know, was at the CIA, the cross-examination, you know, a retreat that they had. And we kind of shuffled a whole bunch of people into the room and asked them a bunch of questions. And now, man, her channel is blowing up. It's doing really awesome. So, man, there's a bunch of people like that as well.
Yeah, it's encouraging too, because Alisa has shared with me, you know, just the impact that the channel had on her. And, you know, as somebody who came to CIA, I had the privilege of being one of her instructors and really just capturing how articulate she was. I was telling her, you've got a real gift. Yeah. And to see her success is incredibly rewarding. Not only that, I think about Alan Parr, who I did an interview with. He has a channel with nearly 800,000 subscribers, and he just took some time at the beginning to talk about, you know, the impact One Minute Apologist had in influencing him to start the beat. And so it's just encouraging to see the difference that this program has made. And as I said, some of these people have just far surpassed in success what I ever could have imagined, and I celebrate that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we've talked a little bit about some of the most memorable guests, but what about you? We talked about how you've had several hundred videos that you've done. What are some of the topics that you just were remembering back that you were just really excited to cover, and things that you're just like, man, I'm really glad that we can address this specific topic? What are some of those?
Well, one of the persons that I certainly would want to give credit to is Kevin Peoples. He was the original designer of kind of all of our image work and putting the videos together. And Kevin is an incredibly creative guy. I mean, he's went on to produce movies for the Kendrick brothers, and he's just incredibly smart as it relates to how to utilize film technology. Right. And so I remember we did a video for Halloween, should Christians go trick-or-treating or should Christians celebrate Halloween?
Right.
And we were in this setting, and the way he pulled it all together was really a lot of fun. I remember being surprised by my video on Scientology and how well it did and the amount of views. I think it's over 100,000 views today. Yep. So there have been lots of videos. The categorical imperative was another one.
Right.
Immanuel Kant's categorical imperative was not a video that I would think would have taken the traction that it did, but I think that that has had around 100,000 views as well. So it's fun seeing God take a video that you don't expect to really blow up, and then it does. And then there's videos that sometimes you think, oh, this is going to take, and then it flops. So you just never know what God's up to.
Right, right. Well, and you, at one point you did a whole series on racism, on e-racism, trying to erase racism. And I thought that was a really powerful series as you went through each letter of the word e-racism and, you know, had a connecting point to it. So excellent, excellent videos there. So you had mentioned Kevin Peoples. Tell me about some of the other folks that you've got to work with over the years and your experience with some of them.
Well, some of the strategic behind the scenes people would be Kevin Peoples, no doubt, laying the foundation and putting it all together. Josh Wood was just a good friend in helping with some of the design features as well. We had Chad Schuping, who for a long time did a lot of the video editing, which I was very thankful for. And then this other just really weird guy, wears gauges in his ears, named Tim Hull, who I'm sitting across the table from.
Right.
1 minute Paul just would not be what it is today without the likings of these people.
Well, I think there are several people that can say the same thing about you and your ministry, that they wouldn't be where they're at today. And we've talked about some of them already, but yeah, I mean, there's just been some really great people that you've got to connect with and meet with. You know, I've enjoyed working on the show as well. I mean, one of our first trips, we got to go down to Ravi Zacharias at National Ministries, and we got to just meet several of the people there. We got to meet,
Vince and Joe Vitale, Abdul Murray.
Yeah, Abdul Murray, just several great folks that we got a chance to just hang out in their studio, and it's just been a lot of fun. So, What haven't you done that you would like to do in the future with One Minute Apologist?
I think about that sometimes. I mean, one of the effectiveness of some of these other channels, Tim, is they've got a real strong niche where they take a particular topic that they're passionate about and they go really deep in their drill. As it relates to One Minute Apologists, we're more of a general apologetics ministries. And so we do a lot of topics that are evergreen. Mm-hmm. That is to say, they have a long shelf life. We do hit on some, topics that aren't as long in their shelf life, but I do think we're more general in the nature of videos that we do. Due to my training as a Christian apologist, in particular in the area of moral philosophy, there are times where I am tempted to kind of narrow the bandwidth and just kind of go in and go much deeper into moral philosophy and show how objective morality really matters in a day and age where there's lots of moral relativism, in particular a brand of moral relativism today that is embraced a form of Marxism,
right,
whereby you've got these moral relativists, but they're so absolute in their moral claims, and it's because they see Christianity and its moral virtues and values as the oppressors, and they are the oppressed ones, and so they have to overthrow these old values that we hold so dear. And so I think that there's a lot more to do there, and I don't know if down the road, I'll start another channel as it relates to moral apologetics. David Baggett is a massive influence on my life. His website, moralapologetics.com, he sat on the advisory board for my PhD, and I'm just so thankful for his work, but would love to do a lot of the kind of things that he does, maybe in YouTube version.
Mm-hmm. And you've had, you know, kind of, there's been an evolution where we started with a little bit more of the single videos, the shorter videos, and then,
correct,
you know, in 2020, we kind of expanded out and started doing some lives, you know, some, you know, YouTube live shows or whatever. We had different guests on, and the conversations would range from anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, maybe sometimes an hour and a half or so. And now we're kind of settling into some of these, you know, 25 minute episodes that we're doing with the Unapologetic Show. These are going out on the radio. And so at some point, perhaps we'd like to get back to, you know, doing some of those shorter videos. But so there's just a number of things that we're trying to continue to do and continue to look at the culture, look at what the needs are, and, you know, fit where we're going, what we're called to do with One Man Apologist into some of those different avenues or some of those different resources that we can build for people, like classes. So tell us a little bit about the apologetics crash courses and the mental health crash courses and the evangelism crash course that we produce and what other courses we might do in the future.
Yeah, so we've done three so far, one on apologetics, one on evangelism, one on mental health. The purpose of these crash courses is really to create small group curriculums for local churches. Mm-hmm. My real pastor is a churchman, and as a pastor, is to be able to establish relevance for apologetics, yeah, in the local church. Unfortunately, a lot of pastors don't even value the need for apologetics, which is astonishing when you consider the cosmopolitan culture that we live in,
right,
the melting pot of beliefs. Apologetics is a real fruitful tool, especially, yeah, as it relates to being a missional church. And so to try to do evangelism absent or bereft of apologetics is a real disservice to the church. And so I hope that we can serve the church well in that way. My radio show that I have the privilege of doing with Brian Broderson and Brian Perez, Pastor's Perspective, we've recently started uploading those so people can watch live, mm-hmm, streams of that. So it could look like we don't really know what kind of our main purpose is, and I could understand that. But the real truth is we just want to expose people to the various things that we're doing. I think another thing, Tim, that could hurt the channel at times is I am involved in many things where a lot of apologists are just committed to their trade, to their, mm-hmm, brand. And for me, as a pastor, an author, a radio host of two different shows, I have many plates that are spinning. Yeah. And so One Minute Apologist is one of the many things that I do. And I am thankful that God has made me kind of a generalist in, yeah, these areas. Nevertheless, at times I try to think about how can I streamline the various things that I do to maximize this channel.
Yeah, definitely. So I want to talk a little bit about maybe some of the personal impact, some of the personal stories that you've heard over the last 12 or so years of people that have been positively affected by the One Minute Apologist channel. We've talked about some of the apologists that have been positively affected, but have you, you know, talked to people just, you know, in your speaking events or gotten emails from folks? I remember you telling me a story about someone that came up to you after one of your speaking events that was just so blown away by how your ministry was able to help them, and ended up going into a theological degree because of some of the videos that they watched. Can you remember any other, you know, kind of some of those stories?
Absolutely. I mean, I can think of individuals who were watching lots of these videos as they were considering Christianity and, mm-hmm, ended up coming to faith. I think of one lady when I was speaking in Northern California. She was a PhD student at Stanford, and she came up to me and she said, "Oh, I love these videos." She said, "I watched all 700 in the last week." At that time, now we've got about 1,300 videos,
right, right.
But I thought, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I remember a student from Oxford, he was in Charlotte at a conference, and he saw me and he came up and he was just so excited to tell me about the impact. And I thought, man, this is so cool. I mean, you've got Stanford and you've got Oxford, you've got different universities that use these videos. I've had people send me a text with a picture of me where they're in church on Sunday morning and they're like, "Look who our pastor's showing on screen right now." A lot of homeschoolers use our, yeah, videos. So these videos are really getting out there. They've helped people who are struggling with doubts. It's captured the attention of Logos Bible Software. They've, right, brought me in to do different curriculums for them. Right Now Media has, yeah, graciously done different series on videos that we've done at One Minute Apologist. I think of YouVersion as the Bible app, mm-hmm, and they fortunately have done different studies as well that we have taken from the videos we've done at One Minute Apologist. Yep. So the doors that it has opened has just been absolutely incredible, and I'm so humbled, truly, to have the privilege of serving as One Minute Apologist. anthropologist.
Yeah, no, and I see some of those, you know, stories as well. People commenting on our Facebook, people emailing us in. There was a pastor recently that I talked to that went through the apologetics crash course, and he was just like, "Man, this is so awesome! I want my church to go through this as well." And you know, we're going to be trying to figure out in the new year how to you know, play this for our churches and so that, or our church, so that they can all come in and they can watch it, and you know, just excellent, excellent feedback from him about, you know, being able to incorporate apologetics into his church, and you know, him having a fire as a pastor to be able to, you know, present some of that stuff. So what are some of the other stories that you can think of over the last few years of people being impacted by the show? I think that's really important.
Well, it's fun just seeing the impact it's had on our fellow apologists.
Yeah.
Listening to their encouragement. And I love that they, again, have watched it and started their own shows. I've been encouraged by how they pass information on about our site so that others can be equipped. I'm also thankful for just the opportunities that this produces. I mean, for people out there. I think one of the things that's unique maybe about the wiring that I have, mm-hmm. and I don't say that like as a pat on the back, but just to say a lot of times you have people that are more apologists and that's their wiring, and yeah. other people who are pastors and are not apologists, but you don't see a lot of pastors who are apologists.
Right.
And I have a real heart to equip the local church. And so for pastors out there who would be looking to have somebody come in and train their staff or train their church on apologetics, we welcome those type of opportunities to come in and equip them, because we'll be very pastoral. I think we'll be really relevant. Mm-hmm. I think we can actually equip people and get people engaged and excited about apologetics as an endeavor for them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, we've had, you know, several people have entered into our courses, which has been fantastic. Millions of views. And again, I'm not going to give an exact number, because probably by the time people watch this, it'll be even greater. So yeah. Millions of views over the 12 years that our channel has been published. Like you said earlier, some of our top videos, the categorical imperative video and Immanuel Kant, has, you know, well over 100,000 views. And that video got picked up by, you know, a couple different online universities. And so they put that out there. And that's one of the reasons that that video did so well. But there's another video, What is Sharia Law, that Jay Smith did. That's another one of our top videos. I think the Scientology, What Does Scientology Believe? I think that's one of our top videos. So these videos get watched a ton. One of the recent videos that we did that I'd love you to, for you to comment on, is our Critical Race Theory Crash Course. I think has over 15,000 views. It just came out a few months ago. So hitting some of those cultural topics, how has that impacted, or how have you thought about addressing some of those cultural topics on the channel?
I think it's important that we do that. And I think that having a lens to show how apologetics can help frame up our Christian worldview, mm-hmm. and help us to be more astute in our conversations with non-believers or with fellow doubters, I think that that can be a real you know, point of interest. I also feel like this particular channel has been something that has been very rewarding for me, because the topics are endless. When you think about apologetics, I mean, you just never run out of topics.
Right.
It's incredible. I mean, over 1,300 videos,
yeah.
but we're just scratching the surface. I mean, the work has just begun, and that's why I want to invite people out there. If they're looking for a ministry to support and right. get behind, especially as the end of the year approaches, if they want to consider a end of the year gift, we would love to put that gift to use so that we can continue to put out good, solid content that can equip people in knowing how to defend the Christian faith.
I think that's an excellent point. So if you're listening to this episode on the radio, we would invite you to head on over to oneminuteapologist.com. You can click on donate in the upper right-hand corner. If you're checking this out on YouTube, you'll find that link on the screen and then also in the description to head on over and there to donate. I think that's one of the important things is, man, this ministry, there's video, there's lights, there's website upkeep, there's graphics that we're producing. There's just several pieces that kind of go with that. I'm not sure people always understand the depth of what really goes on kind of behind the scenes. They just see, you know, two people sitting here, or they see you on the screen being like, oh yeah, this is a really great video. But so many things go into that kind of leading up to that. Maybe you could kind of paint a picture, since you've been involved in so many of these videos. What are some of the things that kind of went on a little bit behind the scenes as you were, you know, getting ready to walk in to shoot a video?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just trying to keep a lot of information in my head because the way that I'm wired is I don't like to script things out. I'm an intuitive speaker, so I'm definitely a student and I study, but I like to feel the moment. It's my teaching style as well on Sunday mornings at church, and so I like to do my homework. I like to have a plan. I like to have my thoughts in order, but I don't like to be bound by a script. I mean, remember one time we used, what's that thing called?
Teleprompter.
Yeah, teleprompter. And I didn't like that. You could see my eyes like spacey looking out like into left field. And I was like, I got to get rid of this thing. Yeah. But, you know, I think when it comes to supporting apologetics, it's easier for people to want to, you know, help feed the hungry,
right,
or to want to help with sex trafficking, or to want to help the homeless. And all those are so great. And we need to continue to do that. But let's think about where our culture is. I mean, we are in a mess right now as it relates to truth. People don't know how to defend it. And right, so ministries like One Minute Apologists are really important in helping preserve the faith that was once given to all for the work of ministry.
Amen. Well, if you are checking this out, we hope that you would consider supporting us financially. You can do that again at the website. And you can also like this video, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can help us out by sharing this as well. Those are some free ways that you can support this channel as well as donating. With that, we'll meet you next time on the episode of Unapologetic. You've been listening to Unapologetic with Dr. Bobby Conway, the One Minute Apologist. I am your host, Tim Hall. Be sure to listen to Bobby on Pastor's Perspective Monday through Thursday, as well as like, share, and subscribe to the One Minute Apologist YouTube channel, where we have over 1,000 videos. We would also like to remind you that this is a listener-supported program. We would greatly appreciate your support in any amount so we could continue to provide this ministry. If you would like to be a part of our team in any capacity, please visit our website at oneminuteapologist.com. And while you're there, check out all of Bobby's books, courses, and even invite him to speak at your church or event. Thank you for listening to Unapologetic, where we defend truth without compromise. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.
Let's face it, evangelism can be a scary endeavor, especially in this culture. Do you ever feel handcuffed when it comes to sharing the gospel? Well, if so, let me introduce you to a crash course on evangelism that I have created for you in order to eliminate the fears so that you could do evangelism in a conversational way, in a way that's relatable, in a way that can resonate with 21st century America. In this 7-part course, you will also have the opportunity to be invited in to a Facebook group whereby you can meet other people who have some of the same obstacles to overcome that you might have, and you can connect with them and find a network there. I hope you'll join us in this 7-week journey to doing outreach, the Great Commission for Jesus Christ.
Enroll today at oneminuteapologist.com/courses.